everyone. My name is Rupali Sharma. I'm part of the Human Capital team of Matrix Partners. Today I have some very special guest, Uttam Gowda, CEO and founder of Captain Fresh, and his two key firm building partners, Abhishek and Venu. Abhishek leads everything business and Venu leads everything tech in Captain Fresh. For our viewers' reference, Captain Fresh is a B2B seafood and aqua marketplace, which tries to bring fishermen on the supply side and to connect them with demands, both domestic and international, on the demand side. While I'm from Assam and I love my fish and fish curries, I had no idea about the seafood business. And I was told no one better than Uttam himself to teach us this. And I think I wasn't wrong. So I must confess, I was very skeptical, Uttam, about the org building process for Captain Fresh. But I have had the honor and the privilege to partner with you and your team in the last 24 odd months. And if I'm allowed that one moment of self-pride, building the Captain Fresh team in the last 24 months would be that one moment. They've just announced a Series B fundraise, right? Yesterday, a 40 million round from Tiger and Naspers. I think this is the third fundraise in 12 months.
I think we should stop counting it.
Fingers crossed. And I would request our listeners and viewers to refer to a previous podcast that Uttam has done, where you'll get to understand why the ecosystem is so bullish about the seafood business, and Uttam's vision on how he wants to change this ecosystem through Captain Fresh. But in this podcast, we will be speaking more about how Uttam and his team went on building the Captain Fresh team. And who better than Uttam himself, along with his team, to tell us how did he went around building the team. So Uttam, what was your hack?
Thanks, Rupali. And as always, absolute pleasure to be on Matrix Moment, one of my favorite podcasts. As a founder, right, we have mainly three things to do, which is essentially have a great vision and keep improvising on those vision, and of course sell it to investors like yourselves and others. And third is talent. So in our first first podcast that we had an opportunity to address the first two parts of this whole founder responsibility. Happy to be doing a very dedicated feature on talent, because talent per se is very, very central to who we are and who we want to be as an institution. I used to be an advisor to begin with, right? Initial part of my career I've spent in consulting, investment banking, which also means that very, very fortunate to have worked with some of the finest minds in the country. I think one of the contrasting things that I saw was the quality of talent, right? Which also, simply put, the opportunity was that everything about the sector was either very unorganized or inefficient or simply put messy, right? But having said that, Indians consume 2 lakh crore worth of seafood, right? That's the opportunity, right? So clearly, one is, of course, like I said, vision and investors is two parts to this entire hack, so to say. The third most important piece is the talent. The whole thought process around building a high quality team to go after this was very, very central, and I would say was at the genesis of this entire platform building journey that we started. Right. From that standpoint, there was, I wouldn't say that very, very clear thought process in terms of how we went about attracting talent. But yes, there were some 2-3 very key non-negotiables that we were going after when we started building the team. Right. There's absolutely zero shared background. Right. They have never met before. It's not like we come from the same dorm or work with the same office, all of that. Right. So basically, it is about putting together a bunch of guys just simply based on their merit and their interest in the purpose that we are after, right? So that's what we are going after. So that is one. And then second is real over-indexation on merit, right? It's very easy to say this, but to really prioritize merit over loyalty when you're building organizations for a category like seafood, which is so complex, right, is a very, very difficult thing to do. I think that's something that we were very clear from day zero in terms of over-indexing on merit. The third thing about, I think the third very clear non-negotiable that we had was, you know, a match with the value system and getting people for the right motivation. Getting people for the right motivation. It's not just obviously the financial part of associated with a company, but it's about purpose, because it's a very difficult journey. It's a very difficult, complex category, and I'm sure you have seen it yourself when you have gone to the market trying to represent Captain Fresh. I think I continue to hear this every second person that I meet. Hey, what is the seafood sector, right? And that's all I've done for the last 2 years. In terms of, you know, selling seafood as a mainstream sector to as many minds as possible, right? Yeah. So that's the, I think, the broad thinking, Rupali, going into it as a Captain Fresh and trying to build this org as a unit, as a cohesive unit. That was those were the starting 3-4, you know, non-negotiable points and principles that we started.
You did manage to get some pretty amazing folks. Yes, two of them are here. And both Abhishek and Venu, right? Abhishek was with Myntra, Venu was with LiveSpace, right? Just to give an example, because I think the opportunity cost for them was very high, because both, you know, just to take their example, they were doing some great stuff already, right? Were part of larger brands, right? So what really did you do differently to get them on board?
I think I'm only trying to connect these dots backward, Rupali. But if I have to articulate how I went about it is, one, this was very important for me, which meant that I gave a lot of time to this process in terms of at least getting the first set of hires right, because that's make or break for a company like us. If I get the first set of guys right, it can take my company, take us, almost like 2-3 quarters back, right? So I remember before meeting Venu, I must have met 100 plus folks, and the amount of time each of them I spent 2-3 hours, and in some cases more than that, and still I wasn't convinced. And this is when I have significant pressure to build a tech team and a lot of milestones linked to it. So that was a very, very, you know, like I said, non-negotiable, wherein I need to have full conviction on having somebody on board, because this is almost like a marriage, right? I need to be super convinced that this is going to go long, and they are going to come in with conviction. So before I, obviously the question that you asked is, how did I sell this entire thing? The first thing is, was I sold completely? So that I can be intellectually honest about selling the vision to them and tell that, boss, you guys need to be on board, because look, together we can do this phenomenal thing, right? So there were a couple of, you know, common threads. While I said there is no shared background, there are a couple of common threads. One is, you know, most of the guys that we have, at least in the top layer, including the ones we have here, come from a very, I would say, humble background. And there is this hunger and fire associated with what they want to do. Point number two is, they have stuck around with their old companies for a long, long time. Like Venu has been with Myntra, with LiveSpace for at least 4-5 years, right? Which or for that matter, same with Abhi, right? Which means that, you know, they're willing to go through the journey, the highs and the lows, and stick around and, you know, be there for the vision, right? Not for the key things like monetary jumps, etc., mark to markets and all of that, right? So those two things. And once I'm convinced that these are the guys to go after, right? I think I go all out, right? In terms of getting those folks in, it's just like, I just want them. And what it means is that the way I sell aggressively to, let's say, an investor, the same amount of aggression goes when I'm convinced that this is the candidate that I want to go after. Which means that, you know, there is almost a pitch that I tailor based on their background, based on what stage of the life they are in, and why a Captain Fresh should be the one they should come with. Which means that package the purpose for, or tailor it for the person that you're meeting, simply because you're so convinced that yes, this is the combination that is going to work, right? So one is, of course, selling the purpose, and of course this value system, right? That's something that, you know, it's again very difficult, because there is no science to it. End of the day, you rely on a lot of instincts. So value system is something that I have valued a lot. Like say Abhishek, one of the key things was he's from Tata Administrative Services, and I as an individual, of course, I started my career with the Tata Group. So I have huge respect.
Me too.
Yeah, huge respect for the value system that as a institution they have, right? So those kind of markers is what I used to read that yes, there is match. And once I read it, then you tailor the pitch, go aggressive, ensure that whatever it takes to make this entire piece work, and be extremely honest and brutally honest, right, in saying, talking more about negatives rather than positives about this whole association. I think that's what has helped.
So I've seen your part of the story. I'm going to hear it from the horse's mouth, right? So Abhishek, Venu, both of you, and I'll ask both of you to give your views, right? Been in touch for quite long, right? And I know Venu, when we spoke, and I think, you know, while Uttam, you had spoken to them 100 plus people, I think he was the second person I introduced you to.
And
I remember he was already evaluating some ideas, yeah. Right? So, and Avi, as much as we know, we've introduced you to a lot of our founders also, right? We pitched a couple of in because we were very hell-bent that these best guys should end up in our portfolios. What really clicked with Uttam, right? What really clicked with when he shared his vision? Because I'm sure a lot of other founders would have done that, right? What really clicked for you guys, for you to maybe take the decision that yes, this is going to be my next challenge? That
so the answer is simple. I'll keep it simple. See, when I first met Uttam, right, we spent in a small cafe in Indranagar sometime, right?
Yeah.
Almost 1 hour.
Yeah.
Right. And what I really, the thing that gave me that instinct, right, to consider this is his vision, right? He's very clear. Your previous experience, right? They spent almost 5-6 years in this industry, right? And it's not only the business instinct, how do we structure it, right? How do we organize this, right? How do we sequence it, right? It's, as he already said, it's very, very complex, extremely complex, and there's no already a playbook established. Right? There's no one ever solved it in the market. But the way he structured it, the way he explained it, it seems logical.
Hmm.
Seemed logical.
Yeah.
Right? Again, unsolved.
Quote unquote. I like his stress on the point.
Yeah. It seemed logical.
I just feel a little nervous the way it's going, but yeah.
No, keep it honest.
No, it is logical.
Yeah.
I agree.
Thank you, Vedo.
Yeah. So, now. What will I do, right? What will my contribution here is, coming from tech background, having worked in e-commerce and supply chain systems all my career, right? I thought my experience will come handy here, right? And how do I break this complex problem into simple, scalable, repeatable tasks so that the perception changes, right? Today, everyone sees it as very complex. How do we keep it simple, organized, so that this industry seems easy for everyone? Is that?
So I had this whole, and like you had said, Rupali, there were a lot of founders that you had introduced to me. And, you know, I think over, not only recently, but over the years, I've always met people who have great ideas, who have great business, gaps in the market, all of that. I think for me, it's always been a combination of two things. There is IQ and there is EQ.
Mm.
The IQ part is fairly there for everybody to see, right? I think it's a very large unorganized market. Tech has never touched this market or disrupted this market. There's no playbook, like Venu had said.
Yeah.
It is actually a high-value product. So if you actually look at the nitty-gritties of the business, unit economics, you can actually make it work if you do the right things, and in a sequence, of course.
Yeah.
Right. So I could see light at the end of the tunnel in terms of unit economics. There is literally no global example of anybody having solved this problem. So from an IQ point of view, and sorry, the last but not the least, the biggest moat in this category is knowledge.
Yes.
And knowledge is not capital subsidizable, right?
Yes.
So which means that the longer you spend, you are more knowledgeable today than you were yesterday, right? And you can't literally catch up with that.
Correct.
Like you'll always keep building on that. So those were some of the IQ parts, and I think Uttam has probably covered that in the previous podcast as well. I think the EQ part, I have 2-3 interesting story is there.
Yeah.
So when I had started, of course I know Sudipto from before.
Yeah.
And Sudipto and me were chatting on a lot of the investments, yeah, that Matrix had made, and he never came to me with Captain Fresh. Obviously, because, you know, from an industry background point of view, I was so detached.
True.
From anything that Captain Fresh, okay, is doing. It was always about a lot of companies which are adjacent to the industries that I've been in or similar to the industries that I've been in. I actually went back to him after having seen the list of portfolio companies saying, hey, what does Captain Fresh do? Why don't I chat? He was still not very keen because he genuinely felt like, yeah, I could add more value.
Okay,
you know, I think he still thinks that. But I think it took a reasonable amount of coercion from my side,
okay,
for me to even get,
yeah,
to chat with Uttam, right? And the first chat with Uttam was very, very real. Mm. It was brutally honest. Mm. And on the EQ part, for me, what stood out was, just like most founders pitch to their, you know, potential top hires, mm, the way they pitch to investors.
Mm.
So they tend to romance it a little bit more,
yeah,
than what's needed.
Yeah.
And they tend to stay away from the harsh realities of, sure, of the, he didn't. Right. He, in fact, I think played the other way around. He actually told me the real underbelly of why the industry is shaped, yeah, the way it is, what it takes, why it's so tough, why it's so complex. And I actually went back from that conversation thinking, wow, this is just like a lot of information to process. So then it actually got me thinking. I went back, I did my homework, I researched. And then I actually went back to him saying, listen, I want to know more. So I think that kind of dialogue that happened, yeah, I think 3-4 times we spoke.
Yeah, we spoke almost met 3-4 times.
Yeah, 3-4 times, and each of the times was me asking more questions and he clarifying more things for me.
Yeah.
So I think that entire thing helped me understand where he was coming from when he said that there is really not enough smart or good talent, mm, that this industry has been able to attract.
Mm.
And I would want to kind of be part of that change. Right, so that's essentially
no,
what.
But whatever worked, I'm glad you guys came on board because I think it really helped us bring in that initial velocity, and everything later on became so much more easier.
They set the bar, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They set the bar,
yeah,
right?
You totally did.
So sure. Rupali, I think let's flip this. You've been trying to, you know, generate, of course, the top of the funnel, and how that cascades, right? How has it been your experience? You know, while selling Captain Fresh story to the ecosystem.
Okay, I'll be very honest, and I've told you guys, I was initially very skeptical, right? As you used the word romanticized, right? You know, because I'm part of the Matrix team, I'm definitely very, very privileged and heartened by the fact that, you know, we do have access to a lot of hypos. Having said that, you know, we as a team can only do as much, you know. Yes, I can create that initial interest in a company, on a founder, but the final reeling in has to happen from the founder's side. So while I was a bit skeptical, Uttam, you know, I said, how do I romanticize a seafood business, right? And then there is the cultural connotation attached to it, right? A lot of people, because of the country we belong to, may not want to be a part of a business, right, which is, you know, selling fish. Not literally selling fish, but yeah, you know, facilitating that.
Quite literally we are,
yeah,
by
yeah,
the
way. In a way.
Yeah.
But having said that, I think, Uttam, what was my conviction is that I indexed it on you. I have to be very real. I thought, if this person can make this business so lucrative to marquee investors, I think he can reel it in. And I think I wasn't wrong. My entire stress was, you know, a Venu or a Abhishek or someone else should just be convinced to talk to Uttam. After that, he'll reel it in, right? I know we introduce a lot of other people, but and a lot of those discussions might not have worked out, right? But I know every person came out of your discussion thinking that whatever you're creating is going to be big. And then I think what Avi mentioned, the EQ element, right? And the, you know, end of the day, we're all matchmakers, right? And I think, you know, apart from the EQ, we're all talking to very smart people. But I think for you, what really, you know, for me, it was important that the cultural, you know, the cultural fitment should be very, very important. So I indexed on people who wanted to roll up their sleeves, right? Were not hesitant to get their hands dirty, and I stopped romanticizing the story. I said, this is going to be, this is unorganized, this is not in peace. There, you don't have enough good people, right? So I index on all the not so good things. And I think, you know, I definitely believe, Uttam, that followership is not, you know, not that you get the people you worked earlier to be a part of your vision. That I think very organic and very easy. Followership is when you're able to create that interest in people who haven't seen your work, right? And I think you've been able to do that. So thank you for making my life easier, right?
Thanks, Rupali. You've been very kind.
Stellar team.
Yeah.
But I'm going to take the question back. It's not about me. It's about you guys, right? And I'm going to take the... Now that you've done this, right, you've done this for 24 months, we are 300 plus 200 odd off roll, yeah. 500 odd people, that's in 24 months. We're going to grow, if I'm not wrong, 3x plan in terms of headcount, infinite x in terms of business, fingers crossed. And I can see Avi smiling. But if you were to do this a bit differently, you know, now that you will be hiring more people, and you've learned from the journey, would you do the org building process a bit differently?
Absolutely, Rupali. I think there is certainly a huge learning curve for a founder in terms of org building. While initially the heart is right, is at the right place in terms of saying that, see, I want to get right people. But the whole method may not be right. I think the initial part, like I mentioned that, you know, I met 100 plus folks before narrowing in on Venu, right? I think if we have to do an analysis and say that what is that was missing, clearly there was lack of method and over dependence on instinct in terms of trying to hire folks, which also meant that you must get lucky. In some way, right, to get the right folks. And at the scale at which we are trying to grow, we can't rely on luck, which I think if I have to redo this entire thing, maybe a lot more focus on process and working through the or doing the hard work to get the process right and doing it, you know, day in, day out, right? And there is a lot that we have learned from, your process, wherein there is so much focus on the way we process the feedback. And I think this I cannot stress enough, the referencing that we do and how we read those feedback from the references are very, very critical as we go after top tier talent.
Viewers can definitely refer to our podcast on extreme referencing. Deflecting it, to you guys now, right? You've been what? 8-10 months now,
six to eight.
And there was a perceived vision, you said, right? And
by the way, I don't want to count these numbers, months, etc.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah. True. But now that you've seen a vision, and then you took a bet and you've come on board. You're part of the journey now, full fledged, right? Any difference in what you thought things were going to be and things, how things are now?
See, frankly, from the vision standpoint, there's no difference, right? But the way sequence is also fine. I mean, the way we wanted to go into the market, there's no change the way we wanted to enter. But as we already discussed multiple times, this is extremely complex, unorganized, right? Sometimes the processes that we think that will work, right, they may need iteration. Right, which is, and it needs certain amount of constant attention to the same problem, experimentation, iterations, right? So otherwise, I don't see there is a major change in the way the vision has changed. Right?
And yours might be a bit more complex in the sense because you're managing the business part of it, right? And not that I'm saying tech isn't, don't take me otherwise, but because you're really solving on the ground, right? What is your experience?
So Rupali, I think agree with Venu on the broad vision, right? It is always the same. I think it's not going to change. We are essentially organizing an unorganized, large unorganized complex industry. Mm-hmm. That's the fundamental vision. I think the how keeps iterating. There are 2-3 big takeaways for me at least from the last 6 months. Doesn't feel like six, but you know, 2-3 big takeaways. One, the biggest challenge I think we face on a daily basis is what not to do.
Okay.
right? Because it is so unorganized and everything is an opportunity, right? Anything we touch, we're like, oh, we can do this as well, right? Why don't we try this as well? And then we actually have to sit at the end of the day and say, listen, there are too many things. Let's just do these top five, which will really move the needle. And then it's about sequencing and doing one after the other and all that. The second big takeaway for me is this industry has no benchmarks. And I keep repeating this. It is not easy for me to know what we are doing will succeed or not, right? Because of which it is very iterative. So there's a lot of trial and error. We try something, we try a PMF or a GTM in a market, and then we say, oh, you know, why don't we tweak this? So ironically, that process is very rewarding because I think what we end up with can be replicated at scale across multiple markets, geographies, whatever. So I think that's number two. Number three for me is I think we are more committed than ever on continuing to build a great team. I think we have realized very, very surely that the only way to solve a complex problem is to put smart people behind it.
Yeah.
Right? So I think those three are my big takeaways.
Yeah, yeah. As a team, we definitely try telling founders to have an HR team from early stage, right? We've been fairly successful, but not so successful many a time. But I remember, I think you were one of the very few founders that I've worked with who wanted to solve the HR charter before we wanted to solve everything else, right? So I remember hiring the HR person for you at day zero before we started focusing on anything else. So what was your motivation in the sense, you know you've seen businesses being built. Why did you index on building an HR team, right? Or, you know, having a recruitment HR spoc at day zero before hiring any of your other key business players?
Yeah, I think, so the what I mentioned previously, right? Vision, investors, talent.
Yeah.
So vision and investors, luckily I came from investment banking, something that I could handle. And HR, I definitely needed help, right? And this order, or rather three important things as a founder, right? Very, very clear, right? Simple, very clear. I need to have the best talent to solve this problem. And I may have a broad vision, but execution will need really high quality talent. That is very, very clear. So which means that HR is not a tactical piece for our organization. It is actually as strategic as it can get, right? Right up there in terms of the way you manage your investors, can we manage the talent as well? The way you manage your brand for stakeholders on the investing side, can you manage the employer brand, right? Those were really right up there in terms of our priorities. Which I think that clarity is what helps Rupali. I think that also, of course, you also nudged me in the right direction. It's also about, you know, a lot of times as a founder, especially early stage, you're bogged down by so many day-to-day stuff, right? It's hard to think of, okay, look, I'm going to get HR now. So again, right nudges from your side, a lot of credit to you in terms of saying that, look, HR could be the right org that you need to build. But yeah, there was meeting of minds in terms of what we wanted to do and talent being right up there as a strategic plank. And of course, right nudges, which is where we said we'll get the team together.
You never outsource this process, right? I think that's been the key difference. I know you would respond on time. You would meet people I introduced to you in the morning. You would meet people, have calls from airports, right? And I think that constant focus from you, right, that, you know, this is org building is very, very important, really helped, you know, not only to me and my team as a partner, but also to give, I think, a lot of candidates and people we were meeting that feeling that, yes, team building is an important factor.
So team building and onboarding, right? Maybe Abhi can add a little bit more. How much we take the entire process of integrating somebody who come in so seriously, because this is such a complex industry. We are very, very aware that, you know, we need to set that person up for success, right?
Yeah.
Because one, we are very, very clear that this person has all the right tool set. Abhi has done brilliant work in terms of once integrating himself into the org and also now integrating like scores of people into the org in terms of this thing, right? Maybe he can add. But that's again another thing that we really focus on in terms of ensuring that if the person is right, ensuring that this marriage is going to be really long term.
Yeah, so I think two, three realities of our business is that we can't sit in an office and understand it.
Yeah.
We have tried and failed, right? And I remember I am actually ensuring that the kind of integration I got when I joined. So what happened the first month of me joining was, I think I spent 6 days out of 30 in office. Yeah. I spent 24 days on the road with Uttam, traveling from source to, and I keep joking with him that, you know, no, never mind, for another time. But
you're going to connect offline. Yeah.
But I think the reality of our business can be understood only on the ground. And we actually take the, every month, we actually do this little bit of a follow the fish program, where we take all new joiners, ourselves, either both of us together or one of us at least, and we take them. In fact, we took the tech team as well. That was a fun. That was a fun.
In fact, very interesting.
That was a fun trip. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we take them all the way from, let's say, a pond or the coast, all the way to the retailer. So we literally follow the fish. So we take them to a, and I can guarantee that 99.9% of the people who we hire, obviously, have never seen fish getting harvested or caught before, including me.
I have seen it.
You've seen it.
I'm from Assam.
So you've probably been closer to this than a lot of us, but most people haven't seen it and it blows your mind.
Yeah.
It's actually amazing. Like, it changed my perspective on the entire industry. He had obviously told me a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I'd heard a lot, but when I saw it, I still remember that half an hour when I was seeing fish getting harvested out of the pond, I was like, oh my God, what are we trying to do here? Because there's just so many things that, you know, come into your mind in terms of ideas. So we want everybody to experience that. So we do this follow the fish program. We obviously, it's becoming tougher and tougher for us to do it ourselves now. So we're trying to put process in place where somebody goes with a bunch of people, explains to them. We put them in touch with our sourcing and all that. That, I think, really divides the group into people who are excited versus people who are mortified. That happens, right? And people who are mortified usually come back to us saying, why don't I try something else within the company?
Okay.
Like, there are so many people in our company, and I think that's also a great part about one being a startup and one being as new as a new industry that we are. All functions are open. There are people who moved from business to tech, right? And, you know, Venu knows. There are people who moved from tech to business. There are people who moved from finance to HR. There are people who moved from, so all sorts of cross-pollination happened. All of that is a result of that induction, right? Because then you really know your place in the org. You really know which part of this puzzle you want to be part of. What we have seen is 99% of the people get more excited after the induction. All they need to know is then which part of the story they want to be, they want to be part of, right? So that's
you guys
kind
should
of
copyright that, okay?
Very no, it's just intellectual honesty, right? Which is what it's a little bit what Saurav Ganguly did to his India team, right? Give that security, that look, you're going to be in the team, go express yourself, which is what we're trying to do. Once there is fitment in terms of intent and value system, right, and there is that mutual excitement about each other, right, it's about, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out in the system. There are 10 other dimensions of problems that is to be solved. And intellectually honest.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's worked out for everybody.
Yeah.
There are folks who come back and say, look, I think you guys are being very, very sincere. You are showing the real mirror in terms of what it takes. I think this is not what I signed up for.
Yeah.
Right? Those conversations have been very real. You have said, look, it's fine. You want to stay for a week?
Yeah.
Want to stay for 2 weeks?
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
We will we'll make this separation as easy and as graceful as possible, right?
Okay. Just to add on that, Uttam, this is where you have people who themselves get aware that this is not meant for me after all the due diligence we have done. But there might be also another set of people who are equally excited but may not in your vision, right, may not be able to solve the problem that we're seeking to solve at CF, right? So how do you, what do you do? Because, you know, we will still go wrong many a time with everything put in place both ways. So when, I'm sure you're faced with some of those problems on a day-to-day basis, right? It's a huge team. So how do you solve some of those where you've taken a hiring call, you've tried whatever best you could do to work it out, but it you know that it doesn't fit into the larger scheme of plan. So how do you go about solving those?
See, I think this is where, you know, bearing that short-term pain for a long-term gain comes into play, right? Wherein we need to be honest about things that it's not working out and have that chat. And we also have this thing called, we hire, of course, fast, given the way we are running, right?
And if it's not working, even that conversation of firing needs to happen fast.
Mm.
And feedback is something that we are very, very open about.
Mm. And I think going back to our core principle of the only thing we do not have in our world is time.
Yeah.
Right? And because of that, we are always optimizing for time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Even our product, time is the problem. Because we need to get it,
true.
You know, as quickly as possible from coast to plate. So that our entire org is built around make the right decisions, make them fast, go all in.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work, do that fast as well.
Because generally, right, Captain Fresh, seafood, B2B, comes, the first impression in the mind is a very commercial, operating heavy ecosystem, right? So many a time, tech talent, right, are a bit skeptical in terms of what are the problems they're going to solve. We know we want to solve it through technology, but Venu, now that you're building a team, right, what can a potential tech talent look to solve in Captain Fresh?
Cool. See, you are right in saying that this is operations heavy, right? But the way we look at it from tech point of view, tech perspective is, see, end of the day, it's all supply chain,
yeah.
Right? There is a material movement, there is money movement, and there is data movement, right? So, from anyone, right, from a tech background, right, they see it as a supply chain infrastructure, right? If the infrastructure is built correctly, abstracted out in the right possible way, application layer where the way people interact with the system, right, that's the only place where we see this as a category, right? Other than that, for the core, it's exactly the same. You see, I have done apparel at Myntra, right? Not exactly housing, but interior at live space, right? Here we are doing fish.
Yeah.
But the fundamentals remain the same from technology standpoint,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So what this means is we need those techno-functional guys, right, who are a good blend of both technology and are functionally ready also, who can understand the business nuances, right, who can visualize both short-term and long-term, especially at the leadership team, right, who can hit the right balance between short term and long term, take the right bet, right? So this blend of techno functional is what we are, it's a tricky thing to hire it, but we have been successful doing that, right?
So, you know, Uttam, Avi, Venu, we are going to grow quite fast, right? So if you were to give that 30 second pitch to people who are listening or people who want to be a part of Captain Fresh, right? Why should they become part of the journey now?
This is a, at least we all believe that we will build a company which could possibly define this generation. And we are very, very fortunate to unearth an opportunity like this, right? There are not many $400 billion global opportunities which are yet to be organized,
yeah.
Right? Or a $30-40 billion India opportunity which are 95% unorganized,
mm-hmm.
Right? So as a generation, as a team which is coming from a certain generation, this is an opportunity to create something that lasts, outlasts us, and of course, which can possibly become an institution, right?
Yeah.
Somebody, for anybody who's listening, and if this whatever last few seconds I spoke gives that effect,
yeah.
That yeah, maybe I should be part of this,
yeah.
Yeah, I think that calling, just be genuine, reach out to us,
yeah.
I think we can do something special here.
You have some views?
For me, it's legacy,
okay.
Rupali,
yeah.
Straight and simple. To I think echo Uttam's point, there are literally no industries left,
yeah.
In the world that is of this large scale,
huh.
It's so old, right? It's been around forever. This is not a new industry.
Mm,
we're not trying to create something out of nothing.
Mm.
We are just trying to organize and improve or upgrade, so as to say, and very old, very unorganized, large industry. I have seen a lot of industries inside out, and this stands out for me as one of those industries where you can leave a legacy. Right. So for me, anybody who is super excited by building out a legacy, like he said, you know, outlive us.
Yeah.
That is why I'm here, and that's why I think anybody else should come on board.
Perfect. No, thank you so much, Uttam, Avi, Venu. It's been a privilege to host you at Matrix Moments. an amazing privilege to be partnering with you guys, right? And we hope, you know, there will be many more such things. And excited about the year to come, right? And wishing you guys immense high and great wishes for the next highs that Captain Fresh would bring.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for tuning in. For more Matrix Moments episodes, you can head to www.matrixpartners.in/matrixmoments. You can also follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube for more updates.